Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We're the sisters-in-law that love getting together and hanging out over coffee or over whatever is around, right? Just like you guys and your girlfriends. And we have a great time doing it. We started this podcast so that we could create a community, a tribe, if you will, of like-minded people who love to dive into the deeper issues of today. We interview women on Mondays who are not just moms. They've kind of been able to harness the power of their mama bear to move someplace else forward. They've not forgotten who they are, which is something we all do when we become moms, right? So we wanted to be inspired by these women and to just be reminded that we're more than mom. But on Wednesdays is just for Leslie and me. That's what we say. Our minis are usually about topics that have come up in the community on our social media pages where they want us to cover a topic, or it's something Leslie and I knew from the outset of this podcast that we would want to cover. So on today's podcast, we're doing a few segments because we've heard from you guys. You love our segments, which thank you so much. So do we. So we'll do a few. We'll start with a listener question and ask us anything. Then we'll get into a topic that was generated by a Mama Bear listener about how we can create community after a move. And then we'll finish with an update on what we're doing for our other selves. So it's really just kind of an accountability check, really, to make sure we're following our own dares on this podcast.
So today's question was from a Mama Bear listener named Jenny, and Jenny sent us a really long, great email, so we'll kind of paraphrase her question here. Essentially, she is saying that she loves the podcast, and she knows she should want to do better and engage her Mama Bear in all the ways that we describe, but she just doesn't feel like she has the energy to do it. Mm. So she's essentially asking why and also how she can move her mama bear to care about more than just surviving every day.
Oy. I mean, I think we first need to say, Jenny, you are not alone. I imagine this thought has crossed many a mama bear listener's mind from time to time. And maybe depending on the subject of our podcast or just a general feeling of like, meh, you know, like we've had that. And Leslie, you and I have said a number of times on the podcast that there are seasons, right? Seasons mm-hmm. for everything. And Jenny, if you are in a season of survival, just listen to the podcast to escape for a little bit and pretend that we are on your couch having a glass of coffee or wine, because this podcast does not judge. It is a judgment-free zone, y'all. So if you're using it in a different way than you think it was intended, that's fine. It's just the season you're in. Totally fine.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It is so important to be real about where you are and let those feelings of guilt go. I promise you that there will be time, even if it's just a week in 2016, where you yes. feel like a little bit of extra energy to engage that mama bear lurking inside of you. And maybe then you'll remember one of our dares and be moved to action. So yeah. If today isn't that day, like, it's fine. I mean, maybe it is today. That's great. But if it's not, that's really great too.
Yeah.
These podcasts are really just suggestions for how we can move about the world differently than maybe we already are. So Jenny, might I remind you, these podcasts convict me too. I think I can speak on behalf of both Tessie and I here when I say that when we write these episodes, we're writing them so that we are moved to action also. Yes. We have been where you are and you're doing great.
Say it. Absolutely. Sometimes I just call that a Tuesday, that feeling where you're like, I can't do anything but survive. Like, that could be Tuesday for me. It's totally fine. In no way do we want our listeners to feel pressure to be their best every moment of every day, because that's not sustainable, right? But we do want to acknowledge that we are capable of so much more than we give ourselves credit. And also, I just have to say that even though it sounds totally counterintuitive, intuitive, doing the things we often talk about on the podcast actually does bring you more energy. I can say honestly that some of these moments in my life where I felt, you know, kind of that most alive is when I'm doing something for someone else. There's just a different, higher level of energy that comes from giving of ourselves in this way. And I can't recommend enough. Again, it sounds crazy to say that, doesn't it? But it's true. Not crazy.
I totally get it.
Yeah. So it might, Jenny, feel like you can't possibly expend any more energy, but I just want to kind of give you a mini dare here and tell you to try it. And again, pick a Wednesday, you know, maybe you'll find that the energy given back to you is twofold and kind of sustains you for a little bit longer than you think.
Yeah. I love that. There's so much beauty to be had there. But Tessie, I do want our listeners to hear us out. Never, ever consume these podcasts like we're judging, you know, like we're judging you or anyone that might not be doing the things that our guests are doing or the things that we bring up in our minis.
Yeah.
We're all just trying to get through the day. I mean, that's really what we're putting one foot in front of the other and getting through the day. So find encouragement where you need it. Find inspiration where you need it. Find motivation if it's there. But let the rest be some quality conversation that we are all so desperately in need of today. No judgment. Just
no judgment.
Get out from it what you can.
Yeah. Cheers to that. So Jenny, thank you for your email. I hope that helped. You are part of this tribe, girl, whether you are still in your pajamas at 8 p.m. or not. We don't care. I am sorry. It's fine. Mama Bears, if you have a question you would like answered, email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. We would love to respond on air. Okay, so Leslie, after a podcast with Mandy Arioto, you remember this one?
Mm-hmm. One of my faves.
Yep. She talked about how important building a community was. We received many responses that all said something similar to this. I know this is needed, but I just moved and it sucks and I miss my tribe and I'm so lonely. We received enough of these responses that we knew it was time to address it on the podcast. So let me just first say, listeners, same. Ladies, same. I moved to Michigan from Iowa almost 3 years ago, and I hear you. I see you. Trust me on this.
I know. I moved to Iowa from Chicago 9 years ago and still recall so easily what that felt like. So we thought we could both offer a little bit of insight into how we can create community even after a move, and also just commiserate and tell you it's hard. We know it's hard.
Yeah, great point. So anyone who has been even a short-time listener of the podcast knows how much we believe in the power of a female tribe. This can go without saying. But in Leslie's book, on pre-order now, go get you one. She talks about all the reasons a tribe is needed in our lives. Time with them becomes a source of comfort, a place where we can feel the kind of me too factor. And it also really elevates each unique individual to strive to be the best version of themselves as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, and is there anything better than a night out with friends who are positive and encouraging and funny and inspiring? I think the only thing better is sometimes a day date with coffee with those same people, right? Yeah. I mean, it's so needed. But I think we can all agree that it's hard, particularly as we age. It sometimes feels downright impossible. Tessie, I remember when I first moved to Iowa and I reached out to you after a few glasses of wine and I felt boldly asked to start a book club with me. I remember that.
Yeah.
I had just moved from Chicago where I was surrounded by my really incredible community and my body and soul just ached for that again after the move.
I do remember that. And that book club actually brought some ridiculously extraordinary women into our lives. I don't think I realized then just how hard it must have been for you, Leslie. Because until you've gone through something like that, it's impossible to fully grasp what that's like. I actually wrote a blog post after it had been a year since we moved to Michigan. And it was kind of crazy how it really resonated with people. We can link to that in the show notes, actually. But I just admitted in the blog that I was still a little sad, even a year after we had moved. Some people on social media were like seriously worried about me. But that was mostly from people who had never done it before. You know, they had never kind of taken their family out of these comfort zones. But the ones who were commenting and messaging like crazy, saying things like, oh, girl, I hear you. It does get better. And not every moment is hard. But yes, yes, it's lonely. Yes. Like, those were the people who've done it, right? Because you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember a conversation I had with my friend Kara shortly after we, actually not shortly, like 3 years after we had moved to Iowa. And they were preparing to move from their home in Chicago. And she was like, how is it? Like, is it hard? What's it like? Is it going okay? And I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, and Jake was behind me, like, mouthing, like, it's horrible. she's struggling so hard. So, you know, so it is. It's so hard. However, there is some truth in that even if you did move from a place where you had built this solid team of warriors, it's not like every day or every moment is lonely, especially if you have family like we both did. A lot of the day is spent doing what you would have been doing otherwise, you know, wherever you landed, if you were in your old city or wherever, you're just taking care of you. You're taking care of the family. But that doesn't negate those really lonely moments where a chick flick comes out and you would have for sure snuck wine and gone to see it with your old friends and there's no one to call. Like, that's a sad place to be.
Oh, too soon. It's too soon.
3 years in, too soon.
Oh, but you said it. I mean, I remember those being particularly painful moments when I first moved. You know, like the just seemingly small things like those chick flicks, right? Mm-hmm. So Mama Bears, if this is you, just hear the me too coming from your earbuds. We want you to know that we viscerally feel this with you. So none of these recommendations come lightly that we're about to say, okay? These are things that have worked for Leslie or for other Mama Bear listeners who wrote to us when we asked. So without further ado, Leslie, what worked for you after you moved from Chicago?
Okay, so as I was thinking about this, I realized that I just really went out of my comfort zone. And I did things like have you help me set up a book club, things that made me nervous that I might not have normally done, but I was kind of at that sort of desperate place.
Yeah.
I thought about what I was really into at the time because I knew I wanted to build a group of like-minded people. So I also reached out to a writer's group. And when I say a writer's group, I mean there was one other person in myself. But I asked this woman named Becky. I'd heard she was a writer. I knew she had kids. So I asked her if she wanted to start writing together, and she agreed. And again, we shared this common interest and kind of this common place in life. And eventually we added a few more members. We started small, but it grew into this really great community that I'm so thankful for now. I also, and this is probably the bravest thing I did, I approached a woman in the local Starbucks who happened to be reading a book. It was Animal Vegetable Miracle by Barbara Kingsolver.
Great book, great book.
And I had recently read it. And so when I saw that she kind of looked my age, she looked interesting, she looked fairly approachable, I thought, I struck up a conversation with her about the book. And we were both new in town, and we made a date for dinner. And we did it. Like, it was a total blind date. Oh my God. It led to a great friendship.
That is incredible. I actually never knew that story. I thought us Klipshes knew every story about one another. That's incredible. No. Good job. That did take such courage.
I know.
And what our listeners, I think we've said it before, but you might be surprised to hear, Leslie actually is an introvert by nature. Mm-hmm. So this was not something that had to have come easily for you. But look at the rewards, you know? Mm-hmm. It certainly brought you and I closer when we formed the book club, I felt like, and it also brought many of your now truly great friends into your life as well. Mm-hmm. As for me, one of the first things I did before I even unpacked all of our boxes, actually it was literally 2 days after moving to Michigan, I went to a gym where I was hoping to get a job teaching a few classes. I just think I knew somewhere deep inside me that I needed a nugget of hope. I love when you say nugget, so I'm trying it. I'm trying
it
out.
Just a little nugget. Just a little nugget of hope.
I need just a little nugget of hope right away that I could find a community at some point. You know, I didn't need promises. I just needed hope, right? Mm-hmm, and I did. I did. After the class I went to, I ended up talking to, there were two instructors on stage for over an hour and walked out of there with just a big old smile because, you know, they weren't my best friends right then. It's not like we were like, yay, and went out and bought best friend necklaces. This didn't happen, right? But they were awesome and I was excited enough to know that I was going to find my people there. And it was, just like you mentioned, it was that first date kind of feeling. I don't remember exactly what that feels like because I was 19 at the time and that was like 15 years ago. But I have a vague recollection of hopes and dreams and nervous sweating. It was like right. that. It was exactly like that.
Yes. And that was an act of boldness. Mm-hmm. I mean, it certainly takes that boldness to start creating community. You're totally right. If you're a mom to young babes, let's not discount MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers, either. Obviously, this is a conversation that we had with Mandy Arioto. She is the CEO of MOPS International. Mm-hmm. And you might find that if you're not completely open to asking someone out on a blind date at a coffee shop or, you know, running up to the gym instructors right after the class is over, you might find that the structure of MOPS can be helpful to you just to join that circle. Or you might not, but even then, I think you'll find one or two other women who are for you, and you can kind of branch out on your own after that and form the relationship that feels right for you. Same thing with a church group. My church group saved me when I was a new mom, so I would be absolutely remiss not to point that out. If you go to a church or a synagogue or what have you, look into those too.
Yeah, in our interview we're going to post on Monday, our guest Lori talks about how she was so anti-mom group until she became a mom. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're a new mom, maybe you have something in your head that tells you that you are just so not one of those moms who goes to mom's groups. And you know what? Maybe you're not. There's nothing wrong with being that authentically either. But maybe you are and you just don't even know it yet. The best part about moms groups or church groups or whatever is that they're just like you. They're in the same exact position. They won't be upset with you if you don't respond to a text right away. They won't even blink twice if your boobs start leaking mid-sentence, right? Nothing shocks them. And so this true. Is what we need when we're trying to survive. So ladies, for sure, just don't discount that.
And moms groups and groups of women can kind of take form in so many different ways. I remember our guest, Liv Ryan, started her own community of women simply by posting on Facebook. So hers was built around the loss of a baby through miscarriage or death. But I think that this can happen for anyone. So if you're interested in art, why not post it on social media and ask if anyone wants to get together to paint or draw? Don't be shy about it. Liv's tribe started with one person.
Like, hey, so did yours.
And so did yours too. Just me and Becky sitting in our house. But it's, you know, they grow. They grow over time. Liv was telling us that over 20 people will come to some of her meetings. So if you're passionate about something, there's a good chance that there are more moms out there that are like you. You might need to be the one to make that first step.
Mm-hmm. And this is a whole new world, you guys. A whole new world. Most of us didn't grow up with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of that. So sometimes if you're like me, we feel a little clunky on these things, a little like 80-year-old grandma trying to figure it all out, right? But let's not negate how powerful an online community can be as well. Mm-hmm. When I was adopting Teraku, I felt super lonely. Even though I was physically surrounded by many incredible women and had built my kind of geographical female tribe, because I just didn't know what I was going through with the adoption. But I found so much comfort in the online community who was going through similar things. And we've been friends for almost a decade. This podcast, Leslie, we started this podcast with the hopes of creating yet another extension of Your All Tribe. So another place where people can come to feel less alone. That's what the Mama Bear Dares podcast hopes to get to, right?
Absolutely. And you can take us anywhere. We'll be your friends no matter where you go, as will those online communities.
Yeah. And we desire this space to not be so one way, Leslie and me talking at you, but where we can talk to each other in the comment section, via email and the like. And so many of you have reached out to us this way. And we feel like that's where we can really create a sense of community as well.
Yeah, it really is a whole new world. And maybe your husbands or partners are like ours and are a little bit skeptical of online friends, but no matter. Real connection can be made online too, for sure. So start looking around. Remember, if you find a place, be it a blog or a special Facebook group, remember that everyone in there is just like you. They want to be heard. They want to be known. They want to be loved. So honor that in them and in you. And really, truly beautiful things can come out of that.
Yeah. And above all, you guys, we've genuinely found that the only true way to build your tribe is to show up and just be super vulnerable, because you want to build your tribe around the person you actually are and not any of the masks you wear in public, right? So be ready to invest some time and energy. This is often the hardest part, actually, because every relationship takes work, even the ones that end up producing your soul sisters. So just like with dating, you can't go on one or two incredible dates and then just assume you'll get married and live happily ever after, whether or not you spend any more time together. The same's true for friendships. They have to be nurtured, and the energy you pour in is the energy you get out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we forget that sometimes, that every new place that we land, it does take hard work and special kind of cultivation of relationships. Your best friends, they don't just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are, at what stage in life or where you live, friendships take work. So don't be disheartened just because you've shown up in a place and you kind of have to start over again, because you've done it before, you'll do it again. Mm-hmm. So practically speaking, find a MOTS group, find a church group, put out a call on social media to meet with like-minded or interesting people.
Yeah. Go to the gym. Strike up a conversation with the other mom who dropped her kid off so she could get an hour to herself. Or if you're a working mama and there's a woman who dresses like you do, seems interesting and fun, strike up a conversation. Ask to sit by her at lunch. So, you know, like, take it old school. I don't know. See what happens.
Share your packed leftovers.
Your PB&J. And goldfish crackers.
Split that orange in half and offer part of it to her. You never know. Maybe you'll make friends by joining the PTA or by seeking out that mom who's also listening to a podcast during your kid's sporting event. You don't know when it will come, but here's what we do know. You've got to be awake to the world and be open to the opportunity wherever it might come. You might be surprised at where it comes from, but you don't want to let it pass you by.
Yeah, amen to that, sister. So tell us, you guys, if you've recently moved or remember what it was like when you did move, how'd you do it? Comment on our social media channels so that maybe you can help another Mama Bear listener out of their loneliness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Leslie, reality check. What have you been doing for your other self lately? We pitch this to our listeners all the time, but get real. What are you doing? Are you doing it?
So, Tessie, if I'm really honest, probably not enough. I did live it up on my birthday weekend. I enjoyed a few great runs, a few fun purchases, a few fun coffee drinks that I feel like were really good for my soul, but I only did it because it was my birthday. So does it count?
Doesn't count. Like, no,
I don't know. It absolutely I need to do does it more not. Often. How about you?
Well, I'm the same way. I realized that I hadn't been taking care of my other self because I was at my wit's end. You noticed this in me when the kids were still not in school. It was dark days. Dark days, because we were all so ready for school to go back, right? Mm-hmm. Just we needed structure in our lives. I had had some dental surgery things happening in your birthday.
Dark days.
I mean, it literally all compounded on each other to just dark days. But your birthday fell on a Klipsch family wedding in St. Louis. And so I told myself, if you're no longer on pain medication and will not potentially die in a car wreck from sleeping, you're going, because you need this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to see Leslie on her birthday. Our sister and her girlfriend, Kate and Cy, were in town. Like, you and then I love all the Klipsches, aunts and uncles. So you need to see these people, right? And I woke up that day, and the first thing, one of my sweet little troops, little sweet little babes, kind of got attitude with me. I was like, going to St. Louis, guys!
Check you later!
And I did. I drove the 6 hours by myself. I binge listened to podcasts, listened to so much Beyonce. I basically became Beyonce for the last hour.
I noticed it that was, about you did when you? You showed up. I did. I could feel that.
Oh, thank you so much. But you guys, it just made me remember. It made me return to myself. And that's why we do it, right? But it's so hard.
It's true. It's hard. But find one thing. I'm going to find one thing. I'm going to do better.
Okay, good. Good.
I'm going to do better.
Good, because your birthday's not for a year, so you need to do better.
I have to. I am maybe going to enjoy a piece of toast with Nutella on it. I might eat it while I'm hiding in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going to savor every single bite.
Yeah.
Whatever. Do it. Let's do one thing, Mama Bears. We'll check back in, but get back in touch with your other self, y'all.
Mama Bears, today we dare you to cultivate community. If you have lived and loved in the same community for most of your life, then maybe you're already there. Maybe you feel like it's as good as it can get. Congratulations and whatever. No, just kidding. Let the animosity go. Today, we dare you to check in with your more cherished Soul Tribe members and make sure they're feeling loved by you as well. But if you've recently moved and find yourself in a period of loneliness, we dare you to make those first bold, brave steps to join a community. The first steps will be shaky and they will be weak, but soon you'll gather that mama bear courage and step forward with a rumble. In order to have real, authentic relationships, we have to be really authentic in our relationships. So in this way, no matter if you're in a community already settled and vibrant or are desperately seeking one, we just dare you to bare your soul and be open to opportunities that might be found in the unlikeliest of places. Maybe it's at the table next to you in Starbucks. Maybe it's in the comments section of this podcast. Stranger things have happened, people. Remember that you are worth knowing and loving deeply by partners, by kids, and by friends. So dare to step out from behind any masks, any excuses, or any perceived limitations and find some new members of your tribe. They might not know it yet, but these people need you. Yes, you. So go for it, Mama Bear, and reap the reward that can only be found amidst a community of powerful, vulnerable, kind women.
Yes, I love that. And I'm excited for our listeners. I feel like if you're in a new place, you've got this fresh new start. And even when you're hurting, I mean, I'm excited. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
You're going to find your people. So in the meantime, keep listening here. We love that you're following along. Throw us a little bit of love, a little bit of online love. Give us a review on iTunes. It's really helpful. It helps, you know, spread the word. It helps us kind of be this podcast be noticed by others so that they can listen to it and become a part of this community. And maybe there's a mama bear out there right now who really needs something like this. You never know. Mm-hmm. So follow along, join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now on Snapchat, and just continue to cultivate this tribe that's around you that we've begun to establish here. We appreciate your listening, and we'll see you on Monday with a really interesting woman you've probably never heard of.
True. And Leslie, I just got to take a second because I think my mom's going to be worried about me when she hears this.
Uh-oh.
You guys, don't be worried about me. I found a tribe and they're beautiful, amazing people. They're great. Shout out to them. Don't worry,
Yay!
Mom. I'm happy. Oh, you guys, you can do it. Have an awesome week.
Have a great week.
Or as Leslie likes to say, live on air.
You have some extra spunk today, Tessie. We're live from Studio C.
We should say that sometime. I think it'd be fun. Everybody would be like, where's Studio C? Oh, in my bedroom.
It's my kitchen couch.